This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. On Friday, July 27th, the opening day of the 2012 Olympic Games, unionists in London were trying to get the world's attention on another matter as well. A protest was held at the Turkish embassy to protest the firing of 305 employees of Turkish Airlines last May. The protest was organized by Unite, the largest union in the UK and Ireland, and the International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF. I talked to Sharon James, the ITF's Assistant Secretary for Civil Aviation and Tourism. I asked Ms. James why Turkish Airlines had fired the workers.
Well, Mark, actually, before I go into that, I'd just like to mention how these 305 men and women were sacked, because that's going to give you an idea of the sort of company we're dealing with. Now, these workers had taken part in a protest action along with hundreds of others, and they were fired by text message, by phone, or by email. So that gives you an idea of the sort of background and the sort of company we're talking about. Now, to go back to why they were sacked, they were protesting against a proposal that had been introduced by a member of the ruling party. It's called the AKP party. And the proposal was to change the law on collective bargaining strikes and lockouts. And the idea was that this would effectively ban strikes taking place in the aviation section. The protest action that they took was to take a day's sick leave. And they did that because at that point of the dispute, they had no other legal option open to them.
A demonstration is being held in London to support the workers. Why London? Why now?
Well, as you know, London is hosting the Olympic Games, and the Turkish Prime Minister, Mr. Erdogan, will be attending the opening ceremony. It seemed to us a fitting occasion when Turkey's athletes are making their country proud on the world stage to say to Mr. Erdogan and his government that it's time that they do the same and to behave like respectable members of the international community by respecting labor and union rights. We are highlighting the situation of the sacked workers by bringing along 305 red and white balloons. Hava Ish, who is their union, the Civil Aviation Union, has made a gold medal. They've handed it over to our head of maritime, Stephen Cotton, who was actually at the picket line in Istanbul at Atatürk Airport. Stephen is bringing the medal back. He's handing it over to Rhys McCarthy of Unite, which is the largest union here in the UK, which also organizes civil aviation workers. We'll be taking that medal with us to the embassy. The protest is basically a joint action between ourselves, Unite, and members of the Turkish and Kurdish communities here in London. Well, as you know, the Turkish government has been attacking the labor rights of workers for some time. It already has stringent legislation in place, by the way, which hugely restricts normal workers' rights and trade union rights. And this ban already exists in a number of other sectors. But in addition to the move against aviation workers and taking strike action and banning that with this new legislation, Turkish police recently, this was in June, they recently detained 71 trade unionists following a raid on their offices and in activists' homes. They did this in the early hours of the 25th of June, claiming that they were carrying out an operation against a terrorist organization. Now, these activists are members of what's called KESK, which is the Confederation of Public Sector Workers Unions, and one of them is also an affiliate of the ITF, which is called the BTS. 43 of them were released, but we still have 28 of our brothers and sisters who are still in detention. This is not actually anything new. They were just the latest in a spate of attacks against trade unions that started in February this year.
What can people do to help the ITF and unions like Unite in their campaign to have the airline workers reinstated?
I mean, we think it's really important to get the message across to the Turkish government and Turkish Airlines that trade unionists around the world care about what is happening to the workers and to workers' rights in Turkey, and that they will actually take lawful action to help these 305 men and women to get their jobs back and to overturn the ban. Now, don't forget, there's a really close link between the government and the airline. The government owns over 49% stake in the airline, and it is by far the biggest shareholder. What we would like unions to do is by using all lawful means available to them to really focus on two things. One, to raise their concern with the Turkish government, but actually more importantly, to raise their concerns with those who have influence over the Turkish government. So, for example, unions in the European countries where Turkey has aspirations to accede to the European Union, For unions elsewhere? Are there companies in your country that have important investments in Turkey? Does your government have a close economic relationship with Turkey? Go to them, raise your concerns, and get them to send the message back to Turkey that these actions are unacceptable and we need to reinstate the workers and to change the law. As important is to really draw attention to what Turkish Airlines is doing to their customers and potential customers, both passengers as well as air cargo customers. This company is highly profitable. It has won awards, and basically these awards and these profits and the brand that is actually trying to promote around the world, its success and its profits are down to the dedication and ability of the men and women who work for them. In our view, to be a global leader, they need to respect their workers and their rights too. And it really isn't in the interest of Turkish Airlines brand or of their customers for the dispute to drag on and for it to escalate further. So really, get the message across to the Turkish government and Turkish Airlines using whatever pressure points are available to you. Take whatever legal action, but really get the message across that we need to reinstate these people, that they have support around the world, and that basically we're not going to go away.
You can learn more about the situation of the 305 Turkish airline workers and how to help at www.reinstate305.org. That's www.reinstate305.org.